Welcome to Food Neighborhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities have areas the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we are off to Rome. However, we escape the most central part of the Italian capital and venture to the Testaccio neighborhood, which is a perfect antidote to central Rome's overrun chaos. Our guide is Monocle's David Pleasant.
Rome is without a doubt one of the world's food capitals. The sheer quantity of restaurants, trattorias or osterias is certainly unrivaled in Italy. But of course, that isn't necessarily an indication of quality. With its historic centre so packed out with scenic settings and lovely lunching spots, many visitors can feel overwhelmed. However, if you are in Rome long enough, certain rules become evident when it comes to deciding where to eat. And rule number one that any local will tell you is that location is everything. Or rather, do not go somewhere simply because of the location. No matter how inviting one of the hundreds of quaint eateries on the centre's stupendous piazzas or alluring alleyways might be, the chances are, if it's a honeypot site, the quality, service or price won't be so sweet. And a perfect antidote to central Rome's overrun chaos is the Testaccio neighbourhood. This traditionally working-class district was laid out in a grid system at the beginning of the 20th century around ancient Rome's most famous rubbish dump, Monte Testaccio, a giant man-made hill comprised of millions of discarded amphora used to carry oil and grain. This history of food consumption is beneath your feet in Testaccio, and the association continued with the presence of the vast slaughterhouses that stand here, now semi-ruined and ripe for redevelopment. In fact, being scarcely a kilometre south of the centre, Romans in the know have long eyed up the scruffy streets of Testaccio as the city's emerging gastronomic hub. But that certainly doesn't mean that the area is gentrified. A local institution is Volpetti. The premises are at a nondescript street corner on one of Testaccio's main thoroughfares, the Via Marmorata.
It's typical of Volpetti to serve an old 80-year-old lady, which is about to buy only, you know, a few pieces of ham. The respect we owe to ham, to her, is the same we owe to a big family of a minister of a republic or a parliament or a senator. That's basically how we live and how we do things. And this restaurant is basically a place in which you can sit down and have a break with those kind of stuff. But the way we do it is the Volpetti way. We respect everyone. The prices are not so high. Mm-hmm. It's a place for everything.
So you definitely don't want to consider yourselves sort of like a luxury concept.
Oh yeah, we're not Real Madrid. We are Barcelona. We are a popular-based company. Maybe we can be successful as, you know, Rocioli or other stuff and places very, very famous in Rome. But our standpoint, we start from a different standpoint. Maybe we arrive just the same in the same place, but we started from a different one.
That perfect balance of a bewildering choice of specialities with a workaday, unpretentious charm keep Volpetti busy. Although, as is often the case in Rome, there is always time for a very lengthy lunch closing. The frenetic pace kicks off again as soon as the doors reopen at 4 in the afternoon. As the manager, Matteo, mentioned there, Volpetti is now somewhere you can go and sit down and eat. Since 2016, the Taverna Volpetti, just behind the deli, has catered to those who want to sample the delights of the shop within the context of a neighbourhood restaurant. Matteo and his team wanted a traditional feeling to the space, and the decor is down to earth. But dinner-goers are spared a contrived old-world charm. The dinner menu includes unabashed recreations of Roman specialities. Excellent plates of mixed cured meat reflect the unrivalled range of hams and sausages hanging in the neighbouring deli. Hot dishes, too, have a thought-out authentic feel. Creamed, salted cod, for instance, a lesser-known Roman speciality. Or perhaps the animelle, or sweetbreads, to appeal to the neighbourhood's very enthusiastic appetite for meat.
We are in Testaccio, not in the centre. We are in a poor place, not in a rich place. Our customers are, you know, 50-year-long customers. And then there come the foreign people every day, more and more and more. just interested and curious about these strange animals, which is Volpetti. The funny part is that other shops are about to close and Volpetti still lives.
Or thrives.
We're starting to do better. It's not easy because the entire Italy is going down and sinking.
But maybe this sort of aspect of specialising in things that you do well and things that you know about, there's an opportunity to be successful in those fields. There are sort of elements of growth.
You have to be very consistent. For instance, this place has an oven for pizza. This place has been doing pizza for 20 years, and we close the oven. We still have it, but we don't use it because we strongly believe in our potential to deliver high-level cuisine with traditional bond.
And there's also, there's probably about 20 pizza ovens in this neighbourhood.
So it's full of pizzeria. And,
so you sort of, you focus in, you specialise on what...
Yes, and we don't want to be recognised as a pizzeria or as a trattoria man anymore.
It's a taverna, which is
a taverna that belongs to a place which has a great and sound tradition, deep tradition in all Italian and also over Italian food, Spanish one, Norway stuff. Maybe we have a Stilton from UK. Everything that is good, we want to have it. And this place is about the same philosophy, with a smile and a casual style. The places which are awarded with a star and Michelin guide are so boring. And we are not the one to be boring.
Walking deeper into Testaccio, through the blocks of imposing fascist-era apartment buildings, the neighbourhood's deep connection to food becomes apparent. The drabness of polluted building facades is lifted with the frequent vintage neon splurge of a pizzeria sign, or flickering backlit vinyl lettering spelling out pesceria, or fish shop. On Via Amerigo Vespucci, such letters spell out Giolitti. And, again, nothing from the outside gives away the importance of this local food landmark. Giolitti is Testaccio's most well-known gelateria. And by night, the place is like a beacon of flavour. Residents gather here for some creamy refreshment. Having crossed the neighbourhood's blocks, we come to the Monte Testaccio itself. And built into the mound is a restaurant that has recently joined the top table of this gastronomic urban heartland. Flavio Alvelavodetto specialises in cucina romana, Roman cuisine, and its visitors will quickly see that the choice on the menu is usually narrowed down to a handful of signature local dishes. Just a short walk from Rome's historic slaughterhouse and meat market district, the Città dell'Altra Economia, it seems appropriate that the amicable former IT executive chef Flavio takes provenance of all that is served very seriously.
Perché io quando torno c'è un certificato del veterinario che attesta.
When I get back from sourcing my meat, I have a vet certificate for each carcass, saying that each animal that is slaughtered is healthy. It doesn't necessarily have to be the best animal in the world, but the meat is definitely from a healthy animal. In this restaurant, the meat comes from healthy animals. The animal had a healthy liver, healthy lungs, and so on. If the meat is of a high quality, then that's even better. But it's not the first priority for me. I go to the countryside to source my artichokes from another producer. He's actually my cousin, Filippo. The same thing for fish. I go to Ladispoli and collect from people I know there. Why am I talking about this? Because there is a lot of work behind all of this food, and we don't talk about this enough. The workers of the land, the farmers, the artisans, these are the people that give us the opportunity to eat such good stuff. All people tend to talk about is some idiot chef who thinks he's a sex god with his fancy car.
This down-to-earth, no-frills attitude bodes well in scruffy Testaccio. Flavio goes on to explain the area's association with all things meat-related. The proximity to the slaughterhouse and market allowed easy, dependable access to meat throughout this working-class neighbourhood's history. Employees of the slaughterhouse would sometimes be partly paid in offcuts and tripe. It was common to see men wearing aprons whose pouches were laden with offal. Today, that rough and ready and very Roman atmosphere persists, albeit in a slightly more palpable and sanitised way. Flavio proudly opens a menu and focuses not on the dishes on offer, but on a prominent list at the front.
Here we have listed all the producers that we use, so everything is verified. You can take this list away with you and tomorrow you can call them all. Like I say, I'm not trying to say that they are the very best, but they are certainly the most honest, and it is all produced here in Lazio. In this way, I am also protecting my region, which I think is important.
Finally, Flavio wants to read out a sentence that is printed in very large letters.
My friends, I say this. In this restaurant, the word rush does not exist.
Non esiste.
Like the layers of ancient amphora that have been exposed and displayed in Flavio's restaurant, Testaccio's association with food is centuries old and is deeply embedded into the soul of the residents. Some of Flavio's guests are daily visitors. There are groups of old gentlemen who have been coming here day after day for decades. They even take the same table every lunchtime. One of them is 94-year-old local Augusto, who is perhaps particularly happy with the plate he has just finished. He's certainly not shy of a microphone.
This was episode number 26 of Food Neighbourhoods. Our guide to Rome's Testaccio neighbourhood was Monocle's David Pleasant. For more food and drink stories, tune into The Menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Marcus Hippi. Thank you for listening and goodbye.